AM, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again.
This is Talk with John here. Saturdays, 3 to 5 Mountain Time and 4 to 6 Central. Yes, John, that was for you, John Stettmiller. Love you, man. Hope you're doing well. Get better. Today is Saturday, October 30th, 2021, and it is 4:03 Central, 3:03 Mountain Time. And let's get into this. My show is Talk with John. I am your host, John. As many of you are becoming aware of right now, a place that you can interact with me and my guests often. Some of them I take calls, some of them I don't. But a great way to interact with me during the interview, if you want to ask some questions, is TalkWithJohn1 on Twitter. My Twitter handle, once again, is TalkWithJohn1. Yeah, that's the way I spell my name. Today, I also want to give out real quickly, I want to give out kind of my show prayer and my show mantra. Let's get to that real quickly. First is, I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Show mantra. This is the show mantra. Where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. And folks, That's what I think Republic Broadcasting is all about. I think that's the number one thing of Republic Broadcasting is we are about liberty, and we're about manifesting liberty and helping our fellow man do so. One of the things that has come to my mind is, though, one of the best way, we have to be firm, but if we're jerks all the time about how we're doing it, no one's going to want to listen to us. So we got to make sure that when we talk about liberty and liberty principles, that we're not making it so annoying to hear that nobody wants to pay attention to what we have to say. So those are just a couple thoughts. And that's why I bring on the guest that I have right now, because he's worth listening to. He's passionate. Yeah, definitely passionate about bringing forth liberty. And that is Roger Landry. He is the founder of thelibertybeacon.com and TLB Talk, bringing forth a new platform where people can go to and grow their community. New form of social media, and it is a way where we can get to and create our own community that is worth interacting with. So, Roger Landry, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, I always appreciate it when you give me a platform to talk on.
Well, the great thing about you, Roger, it's not like you don't have anything to say.
Okay, so that would probably go down in history as the biggest understatement of 2021.
Well, so far, I'll work on top of myself, okay? I'm going to work on top of may take a while. May take a long while for that to happen.
It's not that I don't have a lot to say, or it's not that I do have a lot to say. It has to be on the quality of what I have to say, not the quantity. And the quality, by that I mean, am I helping people? Am I saying things that people can use to protect themselves and their families? Or their loved ones. Is this what can happen from what I'm doing? And this is a conversation you and I have had, maybe not in the exact same words, but in the exact same gist. this is what's called activism. This is what's called having a spiritual bond with what you decide to do. Just prior to the show, I made a comment to you about I've been doing this for going on 13 years, but for the last 10 years plus, I haven't even taken a day off. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I go to bed about 11 o'clock in the evening, and I work every single day. Now try to imagine that. This is not somebody who is crazy. It's not somebody who can't make a living doing anything else. So let's see if we can do this. This is somebody who has the ability to earn a decent living. I've done it my entire life. This is a person who has the ability to put things into perspective. That's what I had to do for what I did for a living my entire life. The big difference is I came to realize about 15 years ago that everything that I was working for, and I worked for the military industrial complex, everything I was working for and everything I believed was not true. It was different. And it wasn't always that it wasn't true. It just didn't have the same meaning as what we were being, I don't know, programmed to believe it did. This is how you end up with people like John. You end up with people like me. You end up with people like John Stadmiller. These are the people who actually see around us, and we understand that the world isn't the same, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And if somebody doesn't stand up and say something pretty damn soon, we'll pass the point of no return. We're not there yet. And Americans are waking up in a fashion and at a speed that I've never seen. I call it a rising tidal wave of patriotism, or people just absolutely fed up with being told what to do in the land where those telling us what to do work for us. They represent us. But they're forcing you to do things you don't want to do, and you know it ain't right. You need to stop and understand the biggest problem we have here is not the traitorous people in Washington, D.C., ruining our lives. It's we, the people who they actually work for, who haven't put our foot down hard enough yet and told them, you're absolutely wrong. You need to shut up. But it's changing quick, John.
Well, hopefully it continues to change. So one thing that's going on, folks, is you need to pay attention to this. We have in our world today, I think some minds are starting to be open like yours was. My mind has been continually open. I've been on this path since I was 16. I'm now 47. In fact, I probably was on the path a little bit before then. I started reading some interesting books. Nundere Call It Conspiracy. And a few things along those lines. So, let's...
I gotta tell you, it's a hard topic to segue away from, isn't it?
Yes, the awakening.
and before you do, let's also consider exactly what's happening right now and why this is so critical. There are scientists across this planet screaming bloody murder that we are looking at the intentional thinning down of the herd. We are looking at genocide of humanity, or at least a large portion of it. And I'm not even guessing about this. There are doctors, actually it's over 10,000 now, that have signed statements actually accusing global governments of crimes against humanity. I published an article on the Liberty Beacon today that shows absolute proof that right now it is not COVID-19 that's the deadliest thing around. That ain't even close. That's a joke. The most deadly thing right now are the vaccines.
Oh, wait a minute. Roger, you're a liar. I have been well informed by my media betters and by my current holder of the White House and his esteemed press secretary. Well, actually, it's not his press secretary. It's the press secretary for the White House. Kind of funny how that is. Not president's press secretary, but the press secretary. And I've been well informed by them. In fact, I've been belittled that if I think anything else other than they're safe and effective. So, Roger.
Okay, can I ask you a question, please? Can I ask you a question, please?
Oh, please, please.
And just, okay. When did you become an idiot? Because before the show started, you had a lot of intellect. Okay, I understand exactly why you said it that way and why you did it that way. Yes. And sometimes a little bit of humor actually accentuates a point. But again, stop and consider what I'm saying. I'm going to tell you something else that's going to blow your mind, but I never lie. I never bull crap, and you can get the same information by doing a search online. Okay? The last time I did your show, John, I was telling everybody that the vaccine does not protect you from getting COVID. It does not keep you from getting it. It does not keep you from giving it to other people. All it does is lessen your symptoms, which means it's not a vaccine. It never can be called a vaccine. We've been lied to all along. But that's not the point. The point is it does supposedly lessen your symptoms if you do get COVID. But what I had told you was that the vaccinated actually carry at least 2 times the viral load of an unvaccinated, which means if they're forcing you to have a COVID pass to get in somewhere, you can guarantee when you walk in that door, the only people in there are going to be COVID super spreaders. Now I'm going to shock you to the bone. I didn't want to repeat that just because I wanted to repeat that. That's been out for days. Let me tell you, I was wrong. The actual researchers have stepped up to say that the vaccinated could carry as much as 250 times the viral load of an unvaccinated individual. Did you just hear what I said? So you tell me again the sanity behind making me have a pass to prove that I'm a super spreader before I can go anywhere and possibly put someone else's life in danger. Is there anything more stupid than what I just said other than, let's go, Brandon?
Actually, I think Brandon, Let's Go Brandon, is a lot less stupid than what
I know. I was joking about the Let's Go Brandon. I just threw that in there to make you chuckle. End of story. But the whole point here is take the severity of what I just said. Take the idiocy of what I just said. Do you know why they're starting to panic? Do you know why they're damn near forcing everybody on this planet to get the vaccine now? Because they're starting to realize, if you look at Israel, the country's dying. And it's not dying from COVID. It's dying from the COVID vaccinated. Literally. Okay? They're starting to understand, those who have been pushing this on us by any mechanism possible, that people are waking up across the planet. And they're going to start pushing back, and they already are, but it's going to increase at an exponential rate. So they've got to get everything they can get right now.
Okay, so here's some things I want to throw at you.
Okay,
I'm going to pull up the VAERS report. Well, Open VAERS, because the VAERS report, you have to do a lot of digging.
Yes.
Open VAERS does a great compilation of this. And I wish I would have written this number down months ago. Back in July, we were somewhere around 10,000 deaths. As of through October 22nd, right now, 2021, there's been 837,593 reports. And there's only 17,619 deaths.
Bye.
Now, they're smart to not take those deaths down. But back, I want to say it was back in September, maybe even August, we were having 14,000 deaths. You're telling, there's no way. I don't buy it. And here's the thing, folks. Why do I point, John, why are you pointing out these numbers? Because we know we're pretty certain they're not true. We're pretty certain they're inaccurate. These are numbers that is, this is the government's information. This is the government's data off their own source. So I think it's worth pointing out. Go ahead.
Hold on a second, because you really, sometimes you just get me to the point where I got to say something, and because you really bring out the best of the topics. Let's talk about VAERS, okay? VAERS, if you look deep enough, you will find in VAERS a statement that they believe that as few as 10%, which they figure is the average, 10% of actual vaccine damage is reported. Which means if they've got 16, 18,000 somewhere in there, it could be as high as 160 to 180,000. But hold on. They also say...
Whoa. Can I interject? Because I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Let's not leave out a study that was done by Harvard and
yes.
Also what else they say.
On your last show, we did this. Do you remember that? And they said the same thing I'm about to say, which VAERS also says, that it could represent as few as 1% of the actual vaccine damage. If you've got 18,000 and it's 10%, it's 180,000. If it's 1%, it's 1.8 million. And if you already stop to consider, which you probably did from the last show, that this is already the most deadly pharmaceutical agent ever given to the human population in the planet's history. Not only that, but if you take every single vaccine, listen to me, add every bit of damage from every vaccine in the history of this planet, add it all up, it will not come to what the scientists believe has already long gone by with deaths and permanent maims with this vaccine. So, again, we're looking at a situation right now where people across the planet are saying, this is not making sense. I published an article today that says the COVID vaccine is more deadly, analytically, they're talking about breaking the numbers down, is more deadly than COVID-19. The vaccine is more deadly than getting the virus at this point. Why the hell would anybody force anybody to take this if that's the record? Why?
Control.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I want to talk a little bit more about control, and let's move away from the vaccines.
Okay.
On the other side, I want to talk to you about Merrick Garland looking out for parents.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Unfortunately, there is a very, very, very slight delay. It's about half a second delay. Because when I've sung to Johnny Cash and when I've sung to this song before, it's off. And it's noticeably off. Or else I'd sing to it. But then that would make the audience unhappy that I was singing and they'd hear my voice. There's a few people out there that enjoy it. My mom does. My mom likes hearing me sing. But the problem is the timing's off. So I'll never be able to do it on these airwaves. But let's get back to it. So I want to ask you a question. You were talking about traitors. Merrick Garland, General Milley, or Benedict Arnold. Who's the biggest traitor?
Well, right now, I would have to say Benedict. All right. I really, really don't want to go off too much on a tangent here. But people need to learn just a little bit more about who Benedict Arnold was and exactly what he did and why he did it, okay? Again, history is written by the victors. I'm not telling you that Benedict Arnold wasn't a traitor. What I'm telling you is you don't know the exact same, the truth about what actually happened. And I'm not going to take the time to go into it. But you asked a question. I needed to give you my perspective as to why I would say Benedict Arnold, I don't think, stooped as low, nor is he half the idiot the other two are.
They are both. He is a very distant third.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Out of the three I just mentioned,
yep,
he is a very distant third. He might as well be like 3,000 or 3 million down on that list in comparison.
If you stop to consider that trying to get anything done via the Attorney General's department, okay, anything done as far as administration goes takes weeks, if not months, and in some cases years. Now, let's also consider that a far-left political party having to do with the school system sends a letter to the Attorney General telling him he needs to do something, at which point the Attorney General possibly subtitles angry parents because critical race theory is being forced down the throats of their kids. Angry parents are telling their teachers at meetings that they don't want this. So now this could be considered a form of domestic terrorism. This is coming from our Attorney General. And not 2 weeks later, not 2 months later, not 2 years later, which is the norm coming out of this department, but 5 days later, the FBI is in informed that parents need to be scrutinized because they're not happy with the actions of their school board and their teachers. Let me ask you a question. Who the hell runs the school board? Isn't that the parents? Stop and think about what I'm saying here. This is a department that if this was an administrative issue...
No, the parents don't run the school board. Let's be clear about that. It's been made very clear. We have a governor coming out. We have, like, the head of the National Education Association saying that they don't want the input of the parents. The only input that they want of any parent is any parent that's for critical race theory. I believe it's SET, social something or other training.
If you're for that,
then they want to hear your opinion. Otherwise, they shut you down. And they want to put you in jail. So let me say this real quick. Sam, if you could do us a favor, if you happen to be listening, if there's a real quick clip of Jim, I believe it's Jim interviewing Merrick Garland, and I forget Jim's last name. But that is one. If we've got like a 2-minute clip of the key part, I'd love to play that because... That is the key right there.
But
he won't answer any question directly, and yes, he's doing it.
This is about the parents again, okay? What we can talk about Garland till the cows come in. He's an idiot. He's a puppet, and he's really, really pissing a lot of people off, which I'm starting to think is intentional. But at the same time, what you have to realize is that that same group that put together that complaint that was sent to him have already backed down and apologized for the letter because of the pressure from the parents. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen.
Okay. Some of them have backed down.
Yes.
Merrick Garland hasn't backed down. The White House hasn't backed down.
I know.
And, in fact, I would say Merrick Garland is closer to doubling down. Now, your statement on Merrick Garland, is he an idiot because of what will happen to him maternally? I will agree with that. But that man is wicked smart.
Yes. You don't get to that position.
He's smarter than me by far.
Well, I wouldn't say that. He may know more, but I doubt he's smarter.
Okay, let's take this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough, I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
All right, this is Talk with John. We're back again with Roger Landry here on Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, so real quickly, Roger, I kind of want to re-go back to this topic. Merrick Garland putting out and using the force of the FBI. Now, there's been some statements made very recently. The FBI hasn't done any looking into anybody, especially since Jim Jordan took him to task. But it doesn't matter. The cooling effect already happened on some level. The good thing is the outrage has also increased as well, because I'm about to go knock on the FBI's door and say, hear that knock, 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 knock. My name is John of Talk with John, and just so you know, I'm going to that board, that national board meeting, or not the national board meeting. I'm going to the school board, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to talk about conservative things, just so you know.
Look, when we talk about the FBI, we're talking about an organization that sold itself down the river at least a decade ago, probably more like two decades ago, but let's use the last decade, okay? Let's talk about the fact that when Obama was running for president, if you were a conservative, they were haranguing you, the IRS, the FBI. You couldn't fart into the wind without them threatening to literally destroy your life. Conservatives were treated like absolute
trash.
Wait a minute.
If you were running for office, the FBI was actually checking into you if you were a conservative?
I'm getting there.
Under Biden? Under Obama? Is that what you said?
I'm getting there, especially okay. If you're running for president and an entire, everything from the ground up investigation was based on something. If the FBI didn't know it, the FBI should all be fired because they have absolutely no law skills whatsoever. This was, of course, the Trump, Russia hoax. And this was massive. This turned out, again, after everybody did their research, not one single bit of it was true. The FBI never, ever bothered to look deep enough to find out what journalists found out after the fact. This is what you would call a soft coup. This now, is what you see one of our premier, law and justice organizations committing openly.
Now, here's my question, Roger. Wasn't someone at the top of the FBI or the Justice Department also involved in that investigation?
Oh, yeah. And wasn't there a team, a husband and wife team, that ranked pretty high in that investigation? As a matter of fact, I would think some of the connections were through that couple. We could go on and on. We know for a fact that something this massive, including elections, including trying to bring a president down by impeaching him twice, we know that all of this is well beyond the scope of any, but yet we're looking at the fact that not one single thing proved out. This is the FBI. You know what it took? It took a couple of weeks for journalists to find out that the guy over in England giving all the lies to Hillary Clinton, which she brought to the FBI and they used to start one of the biggest, faux investigations in the history of the FBI. And this is exactly what we're seeing. The FBI has no credibility anymore. Anybody with half a brain knows that they have turned into the Gestapo. These people are there to intimidate you now because a long time ago they gave up on trying to help America.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because they still have power. In fact, they may have more power than they've ever had before. And yes, they are intimidating. The FBI shows up at just about anybody's doorstep. Frankly, if they show up at my doorstep, I'm going to get a whole lot of ticked off, annoyed, and not very pleased. But yeah. I'm going to go, okay, what's my next step? I'm going to be concerned. Okay, so I do want to point this out, though. Let's show what the other side of the coin is showing. And I take a big heart in this, a big boosting of my soul. This is from Yahoo. Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania school board groups leave national ed. Leave National Association over letter linking parents to domestic terrorists. So there are school board groups that are leaving that National Association. Let me say these states again, Ohio, Pennsylvania. They're not the most conservative states. Now, some of them have very conservative areas, and I'm guessing that's where it's happening from. Missouri is fairly conservative, but you've got national school boards, and it ticks me off. makes me upset, makes me very frustrated that it's not happening in Utah. Because there are some very conservative areas. Unfortunately, we've got a pinko commie, Spencer Cox, and his last name fits him to a T. Yeah, I do not like that man. I am not that man's friend.
Well, okay, come on. Try and be a little more convincing here, please. look, if you stop and consider the level of treason we are facing, but hold on, because this is what I say on everybody's show, and I've said it on yours. You need to stop, step back, and look at what the heck is going on. Last article I wrote was about this. How many people understand that it's not just happening in America, that it's happening in New Zealand, it's happening in Australia, it's happening in Israel, it's happening in the UK, it's happening in Canada? If you take a look at the tyranny in the United States, yeah, it's in your face. That's door number one. That's where your attention needs to be right now. You don't need to understand that all of this is happening in countries all across the planet simultaneously. And in some cases, the populations are suffering it a whole lot more than we are. What we need to understand is this is the Great Reset. What was that supposed to be? Listen to me. They've been telling you this for 5 years, the Great Reset. It is a total bring down of all domestic governments and the bring in of something that already exists, but now they want to bring it out into the open, global governance, a one world government, the global reset. Do you think all of these politicians globally all of a sudden decided to become idiots? No. They're doing exactly what they're told to do. You cannot take over this planet politically until the main mechanisms of politics fail and people get to the point where they no longer trust their government. Look around the planet and see how many people right now trust their government and tell me how wrong I am. This is the New World Order. This is what we have been warning you about, some of us, for over a decade, and we've been laughed at for it. Take a look around and understand the doctors are already saying we've reached the point, we passed over the center point. What was the center point? The point whereby the vaccine now is killing more people than COVID is, and they're still forcing it down your throat. Everything I just said, all of it is true. The problem with most of you is you're only looking behind door number one. I just gave you door number two and door number three. Here's the big picture. All three of those doors are on the same stage in the same building being controlled by the same damn people. Please step back and look. Stop being locked into door number one. Please.
Okay, so here's a question I want to throw at you. I've had John, I don't know if you listened to John's show, I think it was last week or the week before, with a police officer that went down to...
I know he did it, yeah.
Okay, and then also the firefighter.
Right.
I've talked with both of those gentlemen since. In fact, I got to get the policeman on here soon. I'm going to have later today, I'm going to have the firefighter from L.A., fire department on. So this is one thing they're looking to do, and I'm going to throw this thought at you. I had a friend of mine, I've been thinking about this, mulling it over in my head. Somewhere in the neighborhood of between, according to both those gentlemen, somewhere between 20 to 50% of police are not taking the vaccine, depending on the area. We know that Seattle police department was going to fire 40% of its police officers because they weren't willing to take the vaccine. We know that somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 50% of the firefighters, same thing, are not going to take the vaccine. And then according to both of them and a few other people that I've talked to, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 50% are not going to take the vaccine as well in the hospitals, whether it be nurses, doctors, janitors, hospital staff, doctor staff. Okay, so let's just call it 30%. According to Steve Elkins, the great Steve Elkins, who's on Sunday nights.
I was on his show
just
a couple days ago. Yeah.
He
filled in for John. I was on.
Yes. He said, if you have 25% of a hospital staff not there, you have major, major gridlock. You know, the gears just stop moving like they're supposed to.
He 25% goes, is a stalemate. Yes. Any of those things you discussed.
So, let me finish this thought. So I had a friend of mine call me up and say this, mention these three, and then he also goes, well, what's going on at the border? We lose a couple hundred thousand military people. And so he called me. We talked about this. I said, you know what? Let me boil this down. I'm not concerned about what happens at the border. If that scenario happens where you have, let's just say, 30% of the police force, the fire departments, and the hospitals fire their staff.
You forgot once.
Well, maybe.
The military. Let's just say,
The military, you know, and let me tell you why I wasn't super concerned about the military.
I am.
I'm not going to say that I'm not. I realize you are, but let me hit you with this. You have 30% of the police departments people fired. You have 30% of firefighters, and you have 30% of hospitals. Yep. You don't, all the set, what, it just takes a match. And what's that match going to be? Because all of a sudden you have what you had last summer.
Yep.
You don't have 30% there to respond to stop it. You don't have 30% there to respond to stop the fires. And you don't have 30% to put people back together. The kind of mayhem that will create in an entire nation. That, I'm going, are we being prepared for that?
We're not. It's not only are we being prepared for that, but you just explained exactly what I stated. I said the mission is to get we, the people of every sovereign nation on this planet, upset and literally angry at their governments. This is what they intend to do. What you just did is explain that so well. If I realize that if I get into an accident on the highway, not only isn't there going to be a policeman coming there to make sure that nobody else ends up by getting hurt, but there's not going to be an ambulance coming to get me because I may be bleeding to death. How many people do you think across this nation are thinking the exact same thing that you and I are thinking right now and saying, we're not going to put up with this? I'm going to tell you that there are backoffs all around the country, backoffs where people are saying and companies are saying, well, we'll delay it till after Christmas, or you know, we're not going to put you out of a job right now, but let's discuss it. The thing of it is, they didn't expect to see Americans this quickly, because we're the slowest nation to react to just about anything. But once we do, and they underestimated us, once we do, Americans don't wake up quietly, and they don't wake up happy. So what we're looking at right now is how many police and firemen demonstrated outside of the New York City mayor's house, thousands upon thousands of them a couple of days ago. Nobody ever expected something like that to happen. They were told, the fire department in New York, yeah, we understand what the mayor said. Show up for work anyway. We'll be glad to have you here. So basically, they just circumvented the mayor. You want to know something? The people will go up and clap and shake the hand of that fire chief long before they will the mayor's. What we are seeing is an institutionalized rise in anger at our leaders. The treason being committed by Joe and his administration, his upper echelon, the treason being committed by Congress, which is blue as hell right now, the treason being committed by local law enforcement? No. The treason being committed by local firemen? No. And I could go on and on. We are seeing a division, a massive division, and a massive distrust in our government. And that, believe me, is choreographed. We can still use it to our favor. But if we don't win, we're going to go down so hard it's insane.
So I want to hit November 22nd. And from the standpoint of the conversation that Steve Elkin started. But I want to throw this out there. Three big pharma companies with COVID vaccine authorized for emergency use all employ former FDA commissioners.
Yes.
Do you think that has anything with these vaccines not being fully vetted before they get put in the public?
It not only has something to do with it, but you have to understand something else. And Roger's always saying, step back and look. The most powerful organizations on this planet are the banksters. Okay? They are not corporate, no matter what anybody tells you they're not. The largest corporate entity and the most powerful is not the military-industrial complex by a long shot. It is the drug companies. Big Pharma is the biggest and most powerful corporate entity that exists on this planet today. Their power is almost limitless, and a lot of congressmen and senators get reelected each time because of the money they get from them.
Let's talk more on the other side. Let's talk about the November 22nd date we've got coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I think you're crazy. Republic Broadcasting Network, we're gonna have to let Roger go on time because he's getting hungry. He's got some yummy food in the oven, and I'm sure he needs to hit it. So there's one thing I firmly believe: you don't stand in between a man and his food, because that's not polite, and that's how wars start. So, I want to hit November 22nd. So, Steve Elkins was hitting this and trumpeting it in a bunch, and he was talking about it from the standpoint of, The federal government is saying that the federal government employees have to be fully vaccinated by November 22nd. If they're not, they're facing termination. Now, I had a caller on my local show on KBJA AM 1640 call in and say, well, that's been removed. And I have done a lot of searching. Sam just helped me. Roger just helped me, took a look at it. And from what we can tell, the federal mandate has not been walked back for federal employees. Now, has it really ever been officially put out? Don't know. But that's the date that's given. However, the Biden and White House have walked back the date of November 22nd when it comes to federal contractors and governments, because I want to say it was like the Better Business Bureau or something like that went to them and said, hey, we need to pull this back, or the different chambers. Businesses went to them and said, you need to wait till after Christmas because we can't make this happen. But they didn't. They picked November 22nd. And Steve Elkins was pointing this out for quite a while. They're picking that date because it's right before Thanksgiving. People won't have their Thanksgiving. They won't be happy. It's to demoralize them. And then also you've got Christmas. You know, people are not going to be celebrating when you just get fired or you just get let go from your job and you don't know where that money's going to come in from. And he kept on saying November 22nd, November 22nd, November 22nd, so much so that I thought that he was putting it out there. Hey, folks, that happens to be when another infamous shot was done that ended some federal government stuff, like our own federal treasury, or the treasury actually putting out federal notes, ended the idea of the CIA being smashed into 1,000 pieces. There was a shot put out that was heard around the world, I'm going to say, that ended a lot of our freedoms on November 22nd. And I think that's why they picked the date not. So they picked Monday the 22nd. Why didn't they pick Friday the 19th?
Because Kennedy wasn't assassinated on the 19th.
Bing, 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 bing. Because it's a subconscious date that most of America knows. Now, I wasn't alive when Kennedy was killed. It happened many, many, many. Man, I was born 11 years after that happened.
I was born 10 years before it happened. I was 10 years old.
But I know that date.
Yep.
So my point is, they picked that date, as you mentioned off air. Georgia Guidestones speak to that stuff. I'm going to let you finish out. Now, real quickly, I do want you to mention TLB Talk, and because we're coming up against the break. But I want to say thanks for joining me, and what do you want to finish off with before we go?
Well, first off, it's always a pleasure to join you because it's talking about things people need to hear about. And if you would like to talk about these things, don't go to Facebook. Go to TLBTalk.com. Okay? That's why we made it. And if you want more news, go to TheLibertyBeacon.com. Or any of our sister websites. This is all about information. And this is the most critical point in recent global history. You need to know what you need to know.
1776 and 1787 all over again, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining me, Roger.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.